Well, helicopter lesson four, I think I'm up to today. And today's lesson was exercise seven, auto, or was it six? No, seven, auto rotations. But just getting into them, not actually the full thing, thank God. So I do all the checks now, so I did all the checks, started it up, and do all the radio telephony, and he does the fine-tune taxiing and hovering and stuff, because I'm nowhere near that yet. So we were number two to depart after a Cessna Citation aircraft. So we took off and we had to make a sharp left. So we flew very close to the control tower, which was fun. We could just peer in the window up past Morpeth, and beautiful weather. I didn't think it would be because it was supposed to be gusting 25 knots, but it was absolutely gorgeous and very calm up there. It's probably the calmest it's ever been. It was like a mill pond. Well, the air was anyway. So auto rotation. So I did all the flying up to sort of 2,000 feet, and then we do checks. I think it's Hazel checks, and we did the Hazel checks. Height. What's the? Let me see. I remember height. Something beginning with A. Security. Make sure everything's secured. Engine. Great. T's and P's. Green. All green. And then look out just to make sure nothing's coming. And then first time. He did it completely, and I just felt the controls and see what he did. Then we were back up to 2,000 feet, and then I did the collective only. Sorry, I did the cyclic only, which is the one between your legs, and you have to sort of pull it back as you auto rotate. And then we went up to 2,000 feet again, and this time I did the yaw pedals, the torque pedals, and the collective together. Again, no problems with them. And then the whole thing together. I did it twice, the whole thing together. And it's relatively straightforward. There's a couple of times I let the rotor spin round too fast, but it's a learning curve. So we'd also done two of them on the final one, which he took over at about 300 feet. We did it right down to ground level, whereas the first few, well, all the ones that I did were sort of leveling off at 500 feet above ground level. He did the last one and did a proper one all the way down as if he was going to land. And he did it really well. He got it to the hover and then passed it over to me so I could do my hover practice. And to be honest, it wasn't as good as I wanted it to be. There's a couple of times I did as well as yesterday, the previous lesson, but a couple of times I lost it completely and he had to take over. So I'm a bit annoyed at myself for that. I wanted to see as much improvement as I had the previous day. But there was a couple of times I did hold a hover for maybe 20, 30 seconds. So I was pleased about that. So then we, as we were in the hover, just before we transitioned off to fly back to the airport, we did our lookout and we saw a Harrier jump jet come whizzing past. And it was maybe within about 300 yards laterally of where we were, maybe about 300 feet above ground, so quite close. So I said, "Oh God, that was close." And he said, "Oh, I think that was close. Look at that one." And he pointed to the other one, so they were in pairs, but this one was probably half a mile behind. And he was directly overhead us. And I wouldn't say it was scary, but it was exciting to see. And you could hear it roar past, even through the headphones that we've got on to cancel out all the rotor noise. So once they'd passed, we set off. And as we were climbing up and we had a few minutes spare, I sort of asked him, I said, do they normally come that close? He said, "Yeah, I think I've seen them do that quite a few times. It's the users as target practice," which was, well, reassuring is probably the wrong word, but good to know that they had us in their sights. So we flew back, bit of a queue at Newcastle Airport. There was a EasyJet and something else sort of queuing to take off and one coming in. So I was asked to do orbits over the golf course, which I did, and they were fine. Losing the speed a little bit at times, like throttling back to sort of 40, 50, but it's only because I was too keen looking at the bloody airport and all the departures and stuff. But then we were advised by ATC that we'd have to wait sort of 3 to 4 minutes till we could land, which occurred to me, I'm having to pay for that. That was 40 quid extra. But not to worry, that's the what you pay for, I suppose. But then he said, "Let's make it a bit more interesting." And we just did a hover at about 1,200 feet. And that was better because we had a nice view of the airport. And I got to the point where I could hover at that height. It felt like I was hovering. And I had the time to look around and stuff, which is better than doing the orbits where you had to keep concentrating. So he took over to land, of course, as he does, and that was it. And then we had to.